Here it is.
D-Box IMAX 3D. In the movie business, bigger is better, and going to the local Cineplex means an explosion of bewildering features designed to overwhelm the senses. For most, that's what makes going to the movies fun. But for others, IMAX is too much to take, and it makes going to the movies a traumatic experience. Vivian Edens is a San Antonio mom whose son has Asperger's syndrome, a disorder on the autism spectrum.
Hunter wants to see a new movie that he sees a commercial for. He is so excited. But when I say, let's go to the movies and see it, he is crying and begging, please, Mommy, no, I don't want to go. It's too loud. I can't take it. And it's dark and I'm scared. And after usually preparation for an entire week just to go to the movies, and what I mean by preparation is trying to help ease his anxiety, that it's going to be okay. We have your earplugs. We have headphones. You can carry a little bitty flashlight if you want. It's still, right until that movie starts, very, very scary for him.
Children with varying degrees of autism, like Hunter, are sensitive to light, sound, and stimulating environments. Sometimes, to calm himself in a movie theater, he just stands up and starts to pace.
Maybe being able to get up, walk to the corner, walk back is enough to help. Or being able to ask me a question. Sometimes his voice is very loud and people get upset, but his voice is loud because he's got earplugs on and headphones on, that he doesn't realize he's talking loud.
And that's another problem. Parents worry that their child is going to disrupt others. This adds to the stress level for the special needs child and makes it more likely that something is going to go wrong. Brendan McBride is the father of 7-year-old Aiden, who has autism.
There's a sort of a natural inclination, and I understand it, if a child is acting out, yelling or laying down on the floor, or pitching a fit, there's a natural inclination to look and say, oh, what's wrong with that parent? You know, they're obviously, there's something wrong with them, and it feels terrible to think that people are thinking that about you. But you can be a perfectly fine parent doing everything right. But if you have a child that has some issues with sensory integration or has some issues with socialization, there's only so much you can do.
Santikos Theater's chief operating officer, Art Sego, remembered growing up with cousins that had special needs. He approached the San Antonio nonprofit Eva's Heroes with the idea of offering free sensory-friendly screenings at their theaters. The family-friendly movies are screened at a lower volume with few to no trailers before the feature. In the auditorium, the lights are a little brighter, and families know they're in a welcoming environment at these screenings. Christian Perkins Garcia is the board chair and co-founder of Eva's Heroes.
A lot of things go into planning a family going out with an individual special needs, and many times they just don't do it because it's too much work. So the fact that Santikos thought to provide something like this in conjunction with Eva's Heroes is just phenomenal.
Perkins Garcia says the idea of going to the movies is something that fits right in with the mission of Eva's Heroes, which is simple, to enrich the lives of people with intellectual special needs.
It's something that you and I would go to any given day, you know, but for these families, it's something unique, it's something different because they're not able to do it on any given day.
The screenings are held at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesdays of each month at the Santikos Embassy Theater at Bitters and 281. They're free for special needs guests of all ages. Also, anyone who would like to experience a movie without having their ears blasted off, they're welcome to buy a ticket, too. Santikos Art Sego says their company is committed to bringing the joy of movies to everyone.
Going to a movie should be fun for the family, whether you've got autism or, you know, some other special need that causes you to not behave as, you know, you're expected to behave, you know, in public. And, I just think it's something that as a business we have the opportunity to do.
For more information, visit our website at tpr.org, where you'll find a link to this month's screenings. For KSDX, I'm Nathan Cohn.